The latest is the vote counting is still underway. It has not yet been completed. The result will be announced hopefully very soon, maybe tomorrow, day after tomorrow. However, the opposition groups have threatened to go to court. They are claiming that the voting process was marked by widespread irregularities and the process was deeply flawed. They have rejected the outcome, even if the outcome has not yet been officially pronounced. And tomorrow, I understand that there will be Mozambique-style countrywide protest against the outcome.
Okay, so you are saying the opposition are planning a protest, although the results have not been announced.
That's correct.
Talk about the postponement of the election. Tell us, why was the voting process not postponed but extended? Is that correct?
That's correct. The voting process was extended because there were delays in some constituencies and polling stations caused by logistics on the part of the Electoral Commission, which includes electronic verification devices, as well as transportation problems. And the Electoral Commission then, therefore, to compensate for those people who were able to vote on the 27th of November, can now get opportunity to cast their votes during those 2 days of extension in those areas that were affected by those logistical problems.
Of course, Phil, this is coming on the heel of the Mozambique election. Is there a concern in Namibia?
Yes, there is a very, very serious concern that the opposition actually all along, they were intent on disrupting the voting process. Now it looks like that eventuality has now arrived and they are going to organize countrywide demonstrations, and there are fears that the Mozambique-style violence or those that took place several years ago in Kenya or even in Egypt with Mubarak over there or in Sudan will also happen here in Namibia. And that is a very serious concern even on our part.